On the Big Sports Breakfast, this golf report is brought to you by Paul Gall Masterclass. Come play, learn and laugh with one of Australia's great golfing personalities. Visit paulgall.com.au for your masterclass experience.
Well, it was all about Tiger Woods at the US Masters, winning his fifth US Masters, his 15th major, and I'm sure it would have been one of the great sporting events in the world. And to tell us a little bit about it, and he was there, he was walking the fairways with the great man Tiger Woods, is our golfing expert, Paul Gow. Good morning, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Just got back in, and I'll tell you what, it was one of the most amazing sporting events I've ever been to. I know I'm a bit of a golf tragic, but yeah. And I haven't been to every sporting event in the world. But I tell you what, that was kind of special, and to see some of the legends of the game all lined up just to greet Tiger Woods, through to the scorer's hut there was amazing in itself.
But Gow, it'd be tough to describe for our listeners, but can you tell us what it was like? And the night before, Tiger's sitting, two shots away from the front, how excited everyone was, and then as the day unfolded and he got in front, and just the way that the crowd reacted.
Well, there was 40,000 people there, and I think 40,000, including other players, wanted Tiger to win. And you just had that feeling. He was hitting shots leading around there on the back nine on Saturday, that he hit some amazing shots that you're thinking, well, if he's anywhere near the back nine on Sunday, he'll be close. And it's about handling the nerves on the back nine there. You can see him in the practice rounds and the Thursday-Friday rounds. They hit those shots, but when it's under the immense pressure, like coming to 12, and how many hit the ball in the water on 12 was amazing. That's where Molinari lost the golf tournament, when Tiger Woods won the golf tournament. The smarts of hitting for the middle of the green, we've seen Jordan Spieth lose it on the 12th there before. But, there was a sense of that he's going to win this. And then you started to think about the journey that he's had. And I told you guys on Monday, I said to you guys on Monday, at his press conference at the President's Cup last year was awful, because we all thought, well, he's not going to make it. But, he made it. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if he can win the other majors. This golf course is absolutely prime for him. Augusta National, because he doesn't have to hit it ridiculously long and he can miss the fairways. But the ones coming up, I don't know if they're suited for him.
Coming up this weekend, mate, it's on again. Dustin Johnson, a $9 favourite. Francesco Molinari surprises me. He's going round. He's second favourite at $17 at the tab. And Bryson DeChambeau, a little bit different, $19, along with Matt Kuchar. And Jordan Spieth, he's sort of lost a bit of a leg, hasn't he, $19?
He sort of has. He's really struggling to get his swing back. But, he's working on it without a doubt. Normally, I'd say this is a great golf course for him. But the contrast to two golf courses, they're going from Augusta National, which you can drive it anywhere, to Hilton Head, where you've got to hit it damn straight. You've got to be a good, driver of the ball. You've got to position yourself around there. We had a couple of Aussies win around there. They love the place. Aaron Baddeley and Peter Lonard.
Lonard won there, didn't he?
Lonard.
It's sort of like a bit of an, not ocean, it's a lake course, isn't it, with a lake on the inside?
Yeah, no, it's the ocean. And it's
the ocean.
Water on the, yeah, the inner the coastal on the other side. But it gets windy. It gets really windy. You're going to have to control your ball. Ernie Els has won around here. Graham McDowell's won around here. In the three-ball bet this week, I've had a look at Graham McDowell. I'd have my money on him. He won 2 weeks ago around a windy golf course. He's got his confidence back. And there's a three-ball bet there of about, I think, $2.85. That's a good bet. Like, his confidence is everything, and he likes his golf course. So he's a nice bet. But he's not the one I'm going for this week. I'm going for Matthew Fitzpatrick, the English fella. I followed him around last week, and what an impressive young player. I know he hasn't hit the world stage yet, but he's going to dip his toe into the American Tour this year. He's got a bunch of invites. He's got to make every one of them count. And he played well, and he finished off well last week at Augusta National. I reckon this golf course is absolutely suited for him.
All right. Well, Matthew Fitzpatrick is a $34 chance. If you want to take Gowie on, give us a ring on 13 53 53. We're trying to find the winner of the RBC Heritage.
That's for the golf, $50 voucher, courtesy of Drummond Golf.
Yep. Gowie has gone Matthew Fitzpatrick. I've never heard of him before.
So he's a good young player.
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard of him, too.
Never heard of him, no.
Yeah, English fella, only a small guy, but I'll tell you what, he comes through the ranks well. I think this is his fourth year as a a touring pro, and he turned pro pretty early. But yeah, no, he can play.
All right,
without a doubt.
Oh, that's fair enough then. What's this about Ryan Ruffles, mate? He was beaten in a playoff, was he?
Yeah, how good's this? This kid has turned everything around. You know, I've been blowing his trumpet for the last 4 or 5 years. He's turned 21 next week. He went through a horrid patch last year. He changed coaches. Everything just went to dirt for him. Well, the last 18 months, really, he's been awful. He went back to his old golf coach, Dennis McDay. Been back with him for the last 3 months. He ran fourth the other week and was beaten in the playoff at the Latin American event in Buenos Aires last week. And, you know, just follow this kid. He's had a few invites on the US Tour. You know, he got a bunch of invites through his management group and Wasserman group. And, you know, everybody was arcing up, you know, this kid shouldn't get it. And probably so, but hopefully he gets it back. And he got beaten in a playoff. You know, the guy held a chip on him. So, you know, expect him to play, you know, well for the next season. He's got to finish top five on that tour to get a start on the web.com. So fingers crossed for the young man.
Oh, beautiful. All right, we've got Craig on the line. Morning, Craig. Are you there, Craig?
I am.
Beautiful, mate. Now, you're going to take on Gowie for that $50 gift voucher from Drummond Golf. Who do you like in the tournament?
This week, I like Xander Schauffele.
Xander Schauffele.
He's a $21 chance. Schauffele, oh. Yeah.
He's an awesome player. And off after last week, he played really well. He was on a massive high because he was really in contention there with 9 holes to go. There was a bunch of them, Patrick Cantlay, you name it, Tony Finau. They were all in play. But this is a kid that goes under the radar a lot. And I don't know why, because he won the FedEx Cup last year. So he can play.
Wow, he's a $21 chance at tab.com.au. So, Craig, you're cheering for him. All he's got to do, he's got to finish ahead of Matthew Fitzpatrick, which is Gowie's tip. And if that happens, you get the $50 voucher, courtesy of Drummond Golf. Thanks so much, Craig, for playing. Gowie, we'll let you get some sleep.
Thanks, fellas.